Shop with Rakuten and you'll get it. What's it? It's the best deal. Great cashback rates and more savings on your shopping. So join Rakuten and start getting cashback at a variety of brands like Marks & Spencer, Mango, and Selfridges. You can even shop the sales and still get cashback. Just start your shopping with Rakuten to save money at over 500 brands. Join for free at rakuten.co.uk or get the Rakuten app. That's R-A-K-U-T-E-N.
My name is TJ Raphael. I'm the host of Liberty Lost, a new podcast about who gets to be a mother and the control of young women hidden behind the veil of faith. Binge all episodes of Liberty Lost ad-free right now on Wondery Plus.
Well, hello and welcome to Watch What Crappens. This is part two of a two-part recap. If you're like, hey, wait a minute, I didn't hear part one. Guys, it's because we put out a lot of recaps. Go back and listen to part one, okay? It's before this one. Bye. Enjoy the show.
So, as someone who recently just read Sheena Shea's autobiography, because I will be appearing later this month on the wonderful podcast Glamorous Trash with Chelsea Devantes, which you were on when you talked about Ariana's book. I did Sheena's book. Sheena does talk about how she met Janet very briefly, and she says that she met Janet at the Sky Bar at like a fan thing, and like the paragraph was kind of like, well, I met this girl and she was sort of like a fan, but it turns out like we like really hit it off and we spent the entire night, and then we just like I don't know, we started like hanging out together all the time, blah, 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 blah. So like it is confirmed that Janet was really, she really was like a fan that Sheena met and just like adored, and then Sheena just brought her right into the group.
And she infiltrated the group. Dun, dun, dun.
I wish I could find, like, I wish I had that passage. I would have read it on the air. It would have been wonderful.
Yeah. Making it through Sheena's book, that's much more difficult than the Ariana book. Because that one was drinks, you know? They were just like, like your inner girl power peace margarita. You know, it was like much easier to get through. I don't know that I could get through Sheena's book.
Oh, Sheena's book is very easy to get through. It's pure comedy the entire way from front to end. It is one of the funniest reads you'll ever have. Everything is like, well, I was being bullied and it was like so mean. And then like Eddie Cibrian made me like sign a thing that says I would never speak about this. And of course, because I'm a people pleaser, I signed it. Like everything is like, well, I didn't want to do this, but I'm such a people pleaser. I guess I had to do it.
I'm such a good person. It's very Sheena. So she's like, well, I have a very tiny bottle of Fox and they're almost all out. I don't know if I have any more left for cardboard fan Janet. And Brittany's like, oh, yeah, you weren't that Fox to give. That is hilarious, Christine. Oh, yeah. So then we go to boat scenes. Everybody's getting ready to go on this boat. And Janet's like, this has been planned as our last night of fun. And I was looking forward to it. And I gave Kristen her night. So now I'm going to hang out with my friends. What's the worst that can happen? Maybe I'll get thrown overboard. I can't wait to go ruin everybody else's night. Gotta have a hobby.
So then they go to the boat and they're all getting on. And as they're driving there, Kristen butt dials Brittany. Like, that would be my dream, is to get a butt dial from Kristen. Because then they're all sitting there and all they hear is Jesse saying, he's like, put me in the ocean. Fucking sea turtles. Like, I'm excited. And they're like, what? What is Jesse saying? And you're like fragments of Kristen speaking like, caw, you know, it's a lot. Ocean. Oh, cardboard. Bottle of Fox running out.
We better find a dolphin. They actually got really lucky with that butt dial, because that could have been a lot worse. So now they go, Michelle and Janet are just looking like, oh my God, there's a phone. And Michelle's like, oh my God, Grisden is very buddy buddy with Jezzy. And Janet's like, yeah, best friends forever and ever. Let's get her. Let's get her. So they go to the Pride of Maui boat. And Danny's like, yeah, today's the last day of our trip. I just hope we all get along. If there's any kind of problems, let's just put it aside. I'm not going to let anybody steal my peace. Three.
No, I'm still your piece, Daniel. So they get on. Luke is wearing these like really short shorts, like just showing off everything. Like
he's
it is
wearing a romper,
on.
Like a sailor romper.
Yeah, but they're costume. Like, they're up. They're not only tiny shorts, but he's also height them up high. So like it's not really a dick outline. It is like it's a full on like sack bulge. Like it is out and in front. Like everyone can just see his business. And I'm like, what? Why did he decide to have this moment? Like no one else was doing it.
I don't know. It's like, so funny. Joke. He's in the stupid outfit and like, oh my God, I see your moose knuckle. So Jana's like, Kristen's being cold, which I expected. So I'm just going to avoid her. And, you know, I'm just going to see where the life vests are in case it seems maybe better to jump. I like Dave and Buster's. I'm a casserole person, basically. So so now I don't know. It's a bunch of small
talk. There's a lot of chat. There's a lot of chatter. Yeah, there's a lot of knuckle chatter. Getting seasick and everything. Like, oh my God, are you a gay stripper? Ha 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 ha. And then Michelle is talking to Janet. She's like, so have you and Kristen said hi to each other at all? And Janet's like, no, I don't know what to say. It's just a little awkward. I mean, it was so hard deciding between whether I should leave quietly or I should stay and intrude. I don't know. It's been a dilemma I've been going through. Yes, you've told me 10 times about your dilemma.
Yeah.
It has been entered into my AI.
Yeah. So then Michelle, Janet's like, when did Jesse start being an asshole? And Michelle's like, well, he wasn't a douche when I met him. He was in a shitty one-bedroom apartment, and he did not have money. And it was super romantic because he had candles. But then we made money, and his real Captain Douchebag came out. You should wear an outfit that says Captain Douchebag on the boat.
I think the outfit is called Honey Company. So then everyone, like Lou changes out of his outfit, which is nice, etc. And then they're all like just gathering fun things on the boat. And Brittany's like, hey, Jana, you want to sit with us? You want to sit? She's like, no, I'm going to sit at the table that's right very close to you, but like not part of you guys. So you guys can see that I'm an outcast right now. So I'm going to sit here with Jason. Thank you very much.
I'm going to look as victimized as possible by sitting over here, even though I've been invited to sit with other people. Thank you. And so Luke gives a speech. And then Zach's like, oh my God, you guys, there's sharks. Let's throw Chum in. So sharks come. We could throw Jax Taylor in there. I'm dead. I'm like dead right now. I'm like literally mother. I'm like mother. I just mothered myself. Is that possible?
And I love in the background during all this, for no reason, we just hear Brittany go, I love bacon. Between bacon and chicken flames. I don't know.
We know. Brittany scent. Like if Brittany ever came out with a perfume. Bacon. Hurry.
What was the thing she said last week that was cracking us up? She had some other thing
fajitas.
That she said. That
chicken fajitas.
But there was something else aside from the chicken fajitas that she said that was so ridiculous. Oh, well, I guess it's the
last thing. I thought it was chicken fajitas. I've been saying it
was that week. And something else. I don't even know. Life, you know, just rots away your brain. So yeah,
okay,
then,
so then we go to see what Jax is doing, and he's with Schwartz. And Jax is like, hey, got some news. Guess who got engaged? Jody. Is that crazy? Yeah. And Schwartz like, it's always the bridesmaid and never the bride.
Yeah. Well, she's engaged. And Schwartz like, wait, I'm actually really fucking happy for her. I'm going to text her. And then I'm going to text every news outlet that I can find. Wait, no, I shouldn't do that. Wait, you should text her. You text her. Did you text Luke? He's like, yeah, I already did. But like, I don't know if you're allowed to know, so don't text anyone. Oh, okay. All right. Like, but I mean, I've already said something in the group chat and also at OK Magazine and to Radar Online, National Geographic and Dog Fancy. So I don't know if I have missed any outlets.
You know, it's the one thing that's never going to change about me. You know, I have a big mouth. That's just how I am. I got a big mouth. Ah.
And then we see clips of him just telling shit over the years. I just want to thank the producers for giving us a Jax scene that does not have violin or tinkling piano music that's supposed to make us feel sad for Jax. Thank you.
Yeah.
I think it's the first time this season that it's not like, poor Jax.
Mm-hmm. So now Brittany and Zach are talking on the boat. And she goes, you know I just should not have told Jax. And I don't even know why. But you also have to remember that he was my person for a very, very long time up until right now and continuing going forward. And Zach is like, no, I agree. But and I am disappointed in myself because I knew he would tell because I should have known he would tell. And I knew he would tell. And I don't know why I told him because I knew he would tell. He's like, I appreciate that. But like, I just didn't even think about it. It's like crazy. It's like when I first got married to him, I was like, I don't even think about that. Or when I first met him, I was like, oh, I didn't even think about that. Oh God, look at my pickle that I'm in. Speaking of which, do we have any pickles around here?
I love pickles with bacon. So she's like, I don't even think I'm backsliding into Jax. It's just he's my person. He's my person for 10 years. And it's like easy to meet somebody you still love. I mean, I would still be with Jax if it weren't for everything you pulled. For everything he pulled, you married a horrible fucking human being. Okay? Before you even married him, he cheated on you. He was kicked out of Hawaii. He was arrested in Hawaii for stealing from a sunglass hut, woman.
Yeah. Oh my God. I forgot about that. The sunglass hut thing. You know, the good news though is that I think that rehab is really working. And I think that like Jax is finally, he's just, No longer making himself the victim of every single situation. So we go back to him and he's like, I just got out of rehab and I got served divorce papers 5 minutes later. I mean, how hard about that? That's me. I'm the victim here. Okay. I mean, it's hard. And I talked about to Brittany this morning about it. And I go, do you really, really want to do this? Like, are you really on board? Like, and she didn't really answer me. I'm like, do we exhaust everything? Do we go to therapy? Like, I don't know. Like, and Schwartz is like, no. Get divorced. Don't do this. Don't do this. Get divorced.
Yeah, you want to stay there because she has a stream of income that you want to keep stealing, you fucking low life. And Schwartz is like, no, I mean, without an angle, are you trying to instill a seed of doubt? And he's like, I was just like, can we just put a pill in it? You know what I mean? Because, like, I mean, is that a bad idea? You know, I just got out of rehab. How could she do this to me? It's fucking crazy. I just got out of rehab. Rehab isn't serving a tour. You know what I mean? It's not like you went and did something good for somebody. He's making it sound like, oh my God, you were a jackass, sir. Okay.
Yeah. And he's like, she didn't even give me a chance to prove anything. Well, she did actually. And you proved to her that you are not going to change because you texted her rage text the entire time while you're supposed to be getting therapy and working on yourself. So you did prove something to her and she took that and she divorced your ass. And so. But I didn't even need to add an and, so that was it. That was the period on that statement. So Schwartz is like, dude, it's just a ticking time bomb. And I mean, I think if you moved in back together, I mean, you would end up in jail. So, I'm a little boy.
Yeah. Listen to Schwartz. I don't think I've ever said that to anybody. But listen to Schwartz. He's actually correct in this one. So he's like, my goal is for Brittany. It's for like Brittany and me to be like amicable, you know, like we're going to like be co-parents, you know, it's like a big deal. Cause like, you know, it's been a decade being together. Like, but do the right thing. Like Jax, you can't even speak at this point. Go get a new nose. Let's start there.
He's like, well, to be fair, I think a lot of my resentment came from the fact that for a long time, I thought she was saying we'd be co-parenting together. And now I realize that that's not going to be part of it. So
talk about a false promise. She started it. So then we go back to Brittany. She's like, I just can't deal with this drama for the rest of my life, which is why I call Jax every night. So I'm just trying to work things in. You know, I'm like, we can co-parent. We can have chicken fajitas. We can have bacon. You know how it is. And he's like, okay, let me just say this. Last night, I saw you falling back into a pattern. Like, you telling me that you've already given him privileges back that he hasn't earned? She's like, well, I mean, you know, Zuli was there when he was there. So that's something. Like, he only had the privilege to be around the nanny Zuli.
Yeah, no, all I say is you can come and give, like, wake up and, like, bedtime and take him to school at 8:45 in the morning. And then if you want to make yourself a sandwich at lunch and just, like, stay there for a few days or, I don't know, move back in, like, that's fine. But basically, that's all that was.
Yeah, and he's like, well, okay, these are divorce papers. Look, are you going to sign them? And she's like, yeah, I'm going to sign them. I'm going to sign them bacon.
Okay. So there's just like more there's just more boat stuff. Zach keeps like flopping all over the boat deck because he's like walking on boats is like so hard, and he's getting seasick. And then Janet and Michelle are talking, and Janet's like, you know, it's been like somewhat of a good vacation. I feel like, I think so for the most part. So by the way, when we were doing the luau yesterday, you know, hula dancing, etc., Zach wanted to talk to me, and we talked about the Jenna thing, and he was like, it wasn't malicious, and I'm sorry if I made you feel that way. So he has apologized.
Yeah, and Jenna's like, whoa, that's nice. And she's, Michelle's like, yes, this girl Jenna that Aaron's one's hooked up with, I suddenly always see her everywhere, and I never saw her before. Michelle, I'm sorry, but you're dating somebody that fucks somebody in the friend group. What do you want? Like, you can't change the history of the group. If you don't want it, then don't date somebody who's fucked somebody in the friend group. You chose her. You chose him.
Be more secure in it, too. Like, it's fine. They slept. All these people have slept with each other. So yeah, it's okay. So she goes, you know, he was like, you know, I just think that other people play a role in this. And he actually brought up Sheena and you. And so we see a flashback of like a conversation they all had together. And Zach's like, I think that like you just have to like you think it's like all on Kristen and like Jenna's plans and everything. But like if you look at it, Janet and Sheena, they've been like talking about it more. Like they're the ones that brought it up and they're like trying to make it a thing. So whereas Kristen never did. So he's basically like, don't be mad at Kristen. Be mad at Sheena and Janet instead. Poor Sheena.
Yeah, that was Sheena's first thought,
the subject. Sheena's like the subject of all this stuff. She's worked so hard to get this feud going, and she didn't even get to go on the cast trip. So sad.
Yeah, well, that's what my first reaction was. Even though Zach was the one to bring it up on camera, or to bring Jenna on camera, I thought, this is for sure Sheena's dirty work. Like, Sheena was all over that episode. Like, in every plot line, it was something Sheena had manufactured, you know? Or not manufactured, but, like, brought up. So Jenna's like, wait, so Zach's trying to imply that it's not Kristen and Zach that are bringing Jenna around? It's somehow me and Sheena? No, he's implying that you guys are the ones who keep bringing up that Jenna was with Aaron first. And yes, that you're the ones trying to make a big deal out of it. And he's just the one that brought her on TV.
Yeah.
And so Jenna's like, oh, my God. Like, having some girl that's in like the outskirts of the friend group coming around and talking about when she hooked up with Aaron years ago is probably the most uncomfortable thing ever. And obviously, you're my real friend. And I would never, ever try to hurt you until next season. Because I've already got enough going on this year, so.
I know that, and I feel that, and as someone who's going through a worse divorce than anyone right now, I appreciate that. And Janet's like, and Sheena loves you, and I know she would do anything for you too, because she is a people pleaser. I'm going to say that on her behalf. So this is confusing. So then Zach appears, and she's, Janet's like, Zach, if anyone's trying to say that, like, I'm trying to whip up stuff about Jenna, you know, and he's like, okay, wait, hold on. I'm going to go tell Kristen and have Kristen come talk. I'm going to have Kristen come join me.
He's like, I really want to have a good friendship talk with you. Hold on. Coming right down. Kristen, come, let's go yell at Janet. And she's like, okay, let's do it. So they both go.
And by the way, I just want to say that this is how you know this is a great season, because I love when all the scandals and the fights bleed into each other. Cause now we're starting talking about how Michelle has a beef with Kristen because she thinks that Kristen brought Jenna around to sabotage her. And this discussion about what Kristen was doing is then going to set up the other fight that they wind up having that has nothing to do with Jenna at all, but winds up being the explosive fight. And like the fact that they can like interweave, I actually went back and watched this two or three times to be like, wait, how do we even get to this fight? And it was like fascinating to see how these fights feed into each other and they build off each other and they're also intertwined with each other. That's a good season of a show.
Yeah.
It's time for a commercial. It's time for a Crappens commercial.
So Jenna's like, okay, well, I just wanted to clear up where this Jenna thing came from. And he's like, well, but Michelle was saying, like, where did Jenna come from? And so I've known her and hung out with her. And Kristen's like, oh, I'm 17 years as long as I've known her. So, like, yeah, it's a pretty long time. Longer than a fan.
Yeah, and by the way, next year it's going to be 18 years, so as one icon might say, we're on the edge of 17. You know what I'm saying? Anyone? Anyone get the reference? No. So then Zach is like, yeah, the week I moved here, I met with Sheena, and like, yeah, she called her best friend. Yeah, Sheena has called Jenna her best friend. Like, Jenna's been around. Like, everyone knows about Jenna. Everyone knows. Ben Mandelker even saw Jenna at, like, the gym once, like, in 2012. So, look, like, everyone knows about her. Yeah, well,
and Zach's
I didn't know.
Yeah, Zach's like, well, yeah, Jenna was around, and then Sheena brought you into this. So, yeah, so basically, like, she was here first, right? And so right. Kristen's like, yeah, and Sheena started shit that was unnecessary. So Zach says, yeah, all this leads back to Janet and Sheena, all these rumors. You know, they're just as messy as a three-year-old that just got handed a bowl of spaghetti. You know that shit's going everywhere. Did you get that? That was good, right? That was good. That's skippable.
It painted a picture, because I think we can all see what the three-year-old looks like, what the spaghetti looks like, and we've seen lots of Tide commercials, so let's just use that. Let's keep going with that. Now, by the way,
I love the little squint he gets in his eyes, and he's like, that's a gaff. That's a gaff.
I don't think that our sweet Mariposa is exonerated by any of this, by the way, because as much as I adore Kristen on the show, she is allied with Jesse at the moment, and Jesse is out to prove his big thing is he's out to prove that Michelle cheated on him with Aaron. And so Jenna is like perhaps a smoking gun in this situation. So I think that Jesse for sure leaned on the powers of Kristen, Sheena, and Janet to get this done, especially Sheena. I think that Sheena is definitely the one behind this the most, but I don't think that Kristen is totally like hands off on this glorious mess. Silly mess.
But I don't care, because ultimately you're fucking somebody who fucked within the friend group. So he's fair game. Like, that's it. And now he miraculously appears on the show to promote his honey company. So it's just another fan.
Well, maybe who's,
like, come on to like worm his way into the circle. He started just like Jason, started with Sheena, and then he ended up with Janet, and then they somehow ended up getting on a show. You know?
But maybe we're selling Michelle. Maybe we got away from what Michelle's really mad about. Maybe what she is mad about is not that he slept with Jenna. Maybe she's mad because she knows they're trying to weaponize Jenna to destroy like everything in her life, like to prove right. that she was cheating when she was with Jesse, and to sort of like to bring ruin. So maybe we've sort of like forgotten
to establish that's actually a timeline what she's really mad. Of like when Jenna was with him, and because Jenna said, yeah, there's a lot. I think you're like right that they're establishing, they're probably trying to establish a timeline, but I still don't care.
I love it. This show is so good. Like, yeah. This is amazing. As we talk about it, like, there's so much storyline happening here. It is. This is when I love our job.
And I love that their argument in this fight is like, yeah, but Jenna has more of a right than you guys, because Jenna's been on this show for years. Like, she's been a bit player on Vanderpump Rules, and she's done all of this. So you don't get to pretend like, how can we bring Jenna on camera? Jenna's been on camera way longer than you. So they keep cementing like, we've known her 17 years, this and that. So if anybody has a right to come on camera in this crew, it's her, not you, which I really like that they're using their years on the show against her.
I really hope that like Sheena and Jenna are on some like little inflatable dinghy somewhere around the aisle and just looking for the yacht. Like, it's around the corner. I swear we'll get on the show. We'll do it. Come on, just around the river bend.
You know, Jenna's pulling a Katie and watching all of this from a hotel balcony somewhere.
So they're just accusing Sheena of starting all this, etc. And we see flashbacks, and Sheena's like, and here's another thing about Zach. He's drunk and he blacks out and forgets everything that he said. Okay. Oh, and here's another thing, but like, I'm gonna like talk shit about your back, probably against your back. And here's another flashback. I don't have another flashback. Just like, oh my God, like I'm just a people pleaser.
I'll have one of each of the prime cocktails. So Michelle's like, well, I was very uncomfortable of what you said to Aaron in the moment that you met him. And she's like, well, right. Because like we asked Aaron if he's friends with Jenna, because that's when I met him. And I was like, wait a minute, are you friends with Jenna? Because I thought he was friends with Jenna. Like, sorry. I mean, that was me and you at El Coyote, because I was frustrated because Sheena's on one side and you're like on the other side screaming bloody murder.
And Janet's like, that is not how I remember that situation. And then we cut to her being like, calm down, take a zap. Oh, I'm sorry. That was the scene that she stole.
No, that's Janet like, in 40 years.
Go
or whatever.
She's like, no, I don't remember that. It was unnecessary. It was unnecessary bullshit. Oh, look, Michelle was not dating Aaron in 2022, and I know that. Yeah, but like, why did you fucking yell at me at El Coyote and go, oh, yes, you did say that, Kristen. Accountability. Accountability, air quotes. And I was like, True Colors, great song. And you've been my ass all summer telling me you want to repair things, and then you fucking scream at me like that. And now we transition into Kristen and Janet's beef, which was given, we used Michelle and Janet's situation to now bounce into this feud right here. Like, why you're trying to make things better with me, and then you yelled at me at El Coyote.
Well, I did want to repair things until you spread rumors about my husband.
And it's like, oh my God, we talked about him in person. We sat down at the shark party.
Another Jaws tie-in. We were at a shark party. Like, we were literally at a shark party. And by the way, that shark party, now that I say it, was totally, I'm guaranteed that NBC was like, please, since the Valley will be airing during the Jaws 50th, you are mandated to have some sort of shark festivity happening on your show in some way.
Yeah.
It was 100%.
Brittany does really love Shark Week, though. She used to always post about it. She's like, Shark Week! Shark night. Shark night.
I wonder if those sharks like chicken plate isn't bacon as much as I do.
Sharks love bacon. So Kristen's like, yeah, we already talked about that. And you even said this is a joke. And she's like,
well, I know my husband, and I know he's upstanding and wonderful and trustworthy and committed. And he would never, ever, ever put flour tortillas in a casserole. How dare you, Kristen?
We're losing daylight.
How dare you?
Come on, let's go.
Attempt to murder my child with allegations like that.
Didn't say that. No, let's come on. Let's move this along. Hurry up. Hurry up.
Wait,
okay, there's nothing.
Why are you doing this? Like, wrap it up. Why are you doing that? Stop doing that while I'm speaking. That's so rude. I know who Jason is, okay? I know. What, you're going to laugh? You're going to laugh now? You are going to laugh? What, are you trying to abuse me? Kristen is physically abusing me with laughter. That's what's happening. Kristen is assaulting me with laughter.
Listen, I didn't accuse him of anything. I just repeated something. That's the difference. That's what I learned from Vicky Gumbleson. You're not spreading a rumor if you're just repeating one.
Yeah, she didn't accuse him of anything. She just said a rumor. We all heard it. We all heard the rumor.
And she's like, you repeated a rumor to damage his reputation. Do you know that man stands up for corporations against workers' rights? How dare you try and come for that reputation? It is golden.
It is wild that Kristen's hiding behind this, I'm just repeating what I heard. The only person who's allowed to hide behind anything is me when I'm standing in my oven and the hood is blocking my face. So, like, I don't know how many times that's an excuse. I mean, you're just as much to blame. Your hands are dirty and you are a gossip. And, like, Kristen and Luke went and were like, hey, this is being said about you. So they are, it's not spreading a rumor. But at the same time, it was only like an episode earlier or earlier in that episode when Kristen was like, well, as far as I know, Jason goes out without a ring on his finger. Caw, caw. So I'm like, you kind of did. Yes, you did tell them about it, but you also did spread the rumor in a spready rumor kind of way.
Well, yeah.
Good for you.
And yeah.
Good
and
for
I'm,
you.
I'm doing good your job. And even she said it at the time. She's like, I don't even care if it's true. I'm just saying it because they keep fucking with Danny and Nia and it's not right. So I'm showing her what it's like to be spreading rumors about people's husbands. So.
Right. So she's like, well, and she even says it again. She goes, well, just so you know, I did it because you were attacking Danny and Nia. And I told you that in person. And I said, it's because you attacked Danny and Nia. And she's like, well, I mean, attacked Danny and Nia. I mean, I said out loud what he did. And there's a big difference. There's a big difference in saying it. I mean, like, so like, sorry that I said out loud that yes, he sexually assaulted Jasmine and Michelle or Jasmine and Melissa at the bar. Sorry that he sexually assaulted people. Sorry that he's basically a Jeffrey Epstein at Jax's. They should just call it Jeffrey's instead of Jax's. Sorry, I just said it.
Yeah, and Chris is like, I'm out. Sexual assault. Nope. Danny sexually assaulted someone. I'm going to throw her off the fucking boat. I'm going to throw her off the fucking boat. So she goes and bobbles off, you know, she's like waving her arms and like falling.
I'm so angry. I'm going to walk up this staircase in a very serious manner. Whoa. Okay. A little unsteady. Whoa. Oh, a little more unsteady. Okay. I'm almost there. Halfway up the staircase. I am angry. Kaka against the wall. Okay. Let's get up. Against the other wall. Kaka. Almost there. Almost at the top.
Yeah. And she's like, so first it's this. She's escalating. You know, first Danny's drunk and maybe inappropriate. And now it's full on damaging slander. And Janet's like, well, that is the definition of sexual assault. Dun, okay, dun, Judge dun, Judy.
All right, dun, all dun. Right.
Check, my husband's a lawyer, so.
Yeah, it doesn't mean that you are a legal expert. I hate when people pull that shit. My dad's a lawyer. I'm not suddenly like, jurisprudence. voir dire, legalese. Like, no, you can't like hide behind that, Janet. Like, that's the thing. It's like, Janet, there's so many ways that Janet can like win these arguments, and she messes up every single time. It's hilarious. Like, you just fucked it up by saying that Danny's sexually assaulted. It's like, it's first of all a wild overstatement, and maybe it is. Maybe if he were to be arrested, maybe that's how it would be categorized. But we know we're not in the court of law right now. We're in the court of pop, of reality TV, and you messed up right there, big time.
Yeah, I'm looking. I mean, look, no one here, no one on this show is about to stand up for Danny grabbing asses and saying, call me daddy. Mm-hmm. Okay. That 100%. Is low life bullshit behavior. The man, I don't know, even if he apologizes a million times, it's not even up to Janet. I mean, it's not even up to Jasmine to forgive him if she doesn't want to. Okay. That is my honest opinion. But Janet, mm-hmm. Jasmine did forgive him, and so did Michelle. They've talked about it ad nauseum. It's been talked about. It's not your thing, Janet. It's not your thing to walk around saying that. And I'm looking up, and technically it is in here. It says, part of the legal definition is sexual contact, any unwanted touching of the genitals, breasts, or other intimate parts of the body. So, like, technically, yes. But I think that everybody knows when you say sexual assault, that usually means rape or something along those lines.
Molestation. Heavier connotations. Like, it's, again, we're not talking in clinical terms at a police station booking, okay? So she knows the connotations of saying it that way, and she can try to be like, well, sorry, like, one of the problems about having a husband who's a lawyer, your husband does corporate law. So this is not even part of, like, what the, like, I guarantee he's not coming home talking about, like, well, that qualifies as sexual assault today. It was stupid on her part. And also, as they say later on, and I'm not even going to bother getting myself all whipped up into a tizzy about this, cause it's just not worth it, but it really is up for Jasmine and whatever her girlfriend's, Michelle or whatever her name is. I forget what her name is all of a sudden. It's up to them to say what that experience was. It's not up for Janet.
It's not for Janet to use as a weapon just because she's having a petty fight with someone.
I know. Janet should have said, yeah, like, I said something that really happened, which was that Danny got too drunk and he was acting weird and making people feel uncomfortable. That's what she should have said.
Or even if she said sexually harass somebody, you know? Mm-hmm. Okay. Like, I could, you know, fine. But it's just what Janet does. It's a pattern of what she does. She takes something and then she twists it into this big, huge thing to villainize other people, you know? And she just looks like the biggest asshole every single time. So that's what mm-hmm. she's just done. So Kristen's like, I'm going to kill her. So she walks up and Nia's like, how did he go? And she's like, I'm going to throw the bitch off the boat. That's how it went.
Don't let her steal your peace.
She's like, wasn't anything about me? She goes, not about you, about Daniel. And there, I'm respecting you by even calling him by that name.
Daniel. Oh, no, she's still talking about you, Daniel.
And Danny's like, what'd they do to Daddy? What'd they say about Daddy? Where they at?
It's like, Janet has reached a new low. How dare she say those words about Danny? She has crossed the fucking line. This is actual slander, actual defamation. And by the way, this is truly the gift for Kristen Doty. You know, last night when they were all trying to be on their best behavior, that is not the way to celebrate Kristen. The way to celebrate Kristen is to draw her into some crazy fight and controversy. That is when she's most alive, as she is right now. This is the true celebration of Kristen Doty is this madness.
It has just begun. So she's like, he said that Danny sexually assaulted. That's what she said. And sexual assault. That's what she said. Knuckle. Knuckle. So Janet's like, yeah, unfortunately for Danny, that is the definition. So I'm sorry that he did that, but I'm not going to be painted as the bad guy for talking about what happened. Okay. And so Kristen's like doing prayer hands, like, oh my God. Oh my God. Hold on. Marionette head. Marionette prayer. Oh my God.
And Janet goes, I'm sure she's running around to Danny and Nia saying sexual assault. Cut to sexual assault, Danny and Nia, sexual assault.
So Kristen's like, yeah, and she goes to Jason, like, when I repeated the rumors about you in the ring, I was wrong. And I felt that Jenny attacking Danny and Nia, it was like glass houses, you know? And he's like, no, because you thought I was attacking Danny. It's just both of you. And he's like, well, there's a difference between saying a random rumor, and then saying stuff that didn't happen. And she's like, well, I was being a bitch, okay? Glass houses. Like, you go after my friends, I'm going to come for you, you know?
Do they make shiplap out of glass? Just want to know, because we live in the valley now. So then Danny goes up to Zach, to Nia and Zach. He's like, okay, well, Christian's going off now. I can't even believe it. And Zach's like, yeah, I thought this conversation was going to go the right way. I can't believe that when I dragged Kristen into a conversation that didn't involve her, that somehow it turned into a huge drama. This is crazy.
But you know what? The thing is, at Abilene, she said it to me. Janet's a dirty liar because clearly Janet and her minions, aka Jared, are going after Danny for more than just what happened at Halloween. So now we get more added to this story.
And by the way, Zach keeps throwing Jared under the bus, but they still won't put Jared onto the show, really. This is like the second time where he's like, can you believe what Jared said about me? That's your cue, producers. No? No, you don't.
No, and I'm so glad they won't, because Janet is so clearly trying to replace Zach with Jared on the show and have him be the gay. And the producers are like, no, okay. Tell Jared and his merce to get in line. You're not getting a minion, Janet. Sorry, buddy.
So Janet, a Janion, that's what her minions are called, Janions. So Janet is holding court in a flashback, and she's like, well, I don't know what he did, and I know what he did, and it wasn't right. And not only to you guys, by the way, but there's a second time. Okay, it's like a group of bachelorette party girls, and Danny had like one too many, and he was being inappropriate, and he was making a group of women feel uncomfortable. And after Jason had to like pull him away and was like, dude, you have a wife, you have kids, like, don't do this. And he said, Nia will always be up here, but I have a weakness for hot girls in little skirts. And she's like, oh my God, I did not hear that. That's crazy.
Oh my gosh.
So now this is like Danny's other infraction that Janet is told in a flashback.
This is so crazy. And he's like, yeah. So Danny's like, well, I'm going to ask the question. I'm going to ask it. And he's like, okay, you can ask, but don't let them steal your peas, Daniel. He's like, so Zach said that Janet said numerous times when taking pictures with fans that you said that I like girls. And Jason's like, you know, the March thing. That's what you're talking about. Like, apparently the March thing, right? And he goes, short skirts, something like that. Jason's like, I literally did not say that. Okay. But like, eyewitnesses who were there have said that to Janet. Okay. Jared and Brittany said it. I didn't hear the skirts part, but they said the other stuff.
So basically, when Janet said that Jason pulled him aside and that Danny said to Jason, I love girls, I have a weakness for girls in short skirts, then Jason's saying, I never heard him say that, but other people have said that he said that.
So it's a lie. It's another fucking lie. Danny's like, the Jared thing again.
It's like, I can't believe people are lying so much. And like, that was such a lovely day hanging out with all those young hotties in their short skirts, and now it's all ruined because it's all tied up in this rumors. Damn it.
Oh my God, Janet's like, well, that had nothing to do with you guys, and I hate that it's being brought into this again, but when Kristen says all of the sudden, well, it's the same thing about the Danny and Nia thing, should I just not say anything? I just used the definition of what happened. I'm sorry, that's what sexual assault is. So Nia's pissed, you know, and then Jason's like, well, Danny, I'm sorry, it's hard, okay? You don't want to be talked about. You don't want it to be brought up, but you literally did these things.
I mean, how many times have I owned up for it? You know, you can rub as daddy can rub as many thighs as you want, as long as she owns up to it. I thought that's the rules, right?
And he's like, but to blame other people isn't fair. Yeah, it is, because we just caught Janet lying about it. So what is it? And she's like, oh, I'm so sorry I used words. I'm so sorry. Who's next to be called a bitch? Webster?
We both love Webster and his hidden staircases, guys. So you did these things, man. I'm sorry. Like, I'm sorry that Kristen brought you guys up tonight, and I'm sorry that I had to say what happened. It looks like, but he's saying that he didn't. And Janet's like, but I'm sorry that you guys are getting mad at me for saying it. So they're going back and forth about like, oh my God, you said this, whatever. And he's like, we're going to take a break. We need to find our peace. Daniel, come with me. We're going to take a break right now, Daniel.
So then Janet's like, oh my God, was I the one to bring up Danny and Nia tonight? It wasn't me. And Luke's like, yes, you've been talking about people that, about people and things that happened when you weren't even there. And Kristen's like, yeah, you don't get to speak for Melissa and Jasmine or girls at a club. And Jason's,
you don't get to speak for them. Although I will speak for Danny and Nia, which is what I'm basing this entire fight off of.
Yeah. And Jason's like, what are we in a world where if somebody makes a mistake, it can't be talked about? Yeah. We're currently talking about Janet's. Sir. And yes. So Kristen's like, you do not get to speak for them. And Melissa's like, yeah, you guys, can you stop talking about me and Jasmine? Because if you guys don't stop, I'm going to pop off. I was like, please do. That's all I want out from you.
Watch out for Melissa. She's going to pop off, everyone. And so then everyone's like, oh my God, oh my God. It's like, you just said it. Okay. That's why I walked away. You said it. And Janet's like, but you brought Danny and Nia into it. No, you said Danny, but you brought them into it. You said sexually assaulted, but you brought them into it. Get your weird hands off of me. This is all stupid. Okay. Jasmine, Melissa, that is what you fucking said. That is what you fucking said. Janet and Melissa. They are like actually not even making sense anymore. They're just screaming at each other.
Yeah. And so they're screaming and Kristen's like, Jasmine, Melissa, that's what you said. And Janet's like, get out of my face. Get your weird hands out of my face. Just own your words, bitch. Own your words. Signed, weird-handed Kristen. Call, call.
Jason, don't. Like, why are you protecting the wrong people? Why are you protecting the wrong people? It's like, nobody's protecting anybody. We just want the truth. So Kristen goes, get off my fucking boat. It's my fucking engagement weekend. How about that, bitch? I love that. Like, she didn't even know it was her engagement weekend, but now she's like, oh, I've taken ownership of this weekend now, and I'm going to use it as my Trump card.
And it's like, oh, I'm done, you fucking psychos. So then Kristen joins Danny and Nia inside, and Nia's like, I was just telling Daniel we can't control anybody but ourselves. And Danny's like, we can't change anybody. We can't even ask him to wear pants in public or refrain from wearing pants in public, and that we prefer skirts. It's looked down upon. So I've learned that lesson. And Brittany's like, I just hate that that went so bad with Kristen, even though, yet again, I'm the person that started this rumor that you're currently fighting about.
Wait. Oh, yeah, because she's Brittany is the one.
Jason said he heard it from Brittany and Jared.
Brittany, that
yes, about the fan that thing.
But he said he loves, oh my goodness, it's so hard to track everything.
Yeah.
So Jan's like, the best thing that I can do right now with Kristen is just stay away. And I genuinely wish her the best from her. And we're going to go. I'm like, okay, well, you're in the middle of the ocean. But
it's over. They get the trip's over. Thanks. It's like the last event of the trip. She's like, we're going to leave now. Yeah, you're all leaving.
So they dock. And Kristen's like, I've never been so mad. Don't make me knock your ass out, Janet. Like, seriously. Kristen gonna knock you out. Mama gonna knock you out. Oh, seriously.
Kristen's like, knock me out, Kristen. Knock me out. I have just been assaulted by Kristen. She goes, I'm gonna knock her out. And she goes, you're a fucking fan, bitch. And she goes, congratulations on forever.
You're a fucking fan. I do. One of my favorite tropes is when reality stars try to create that sort of separation. Like, you're a fan, as if all of them are not like aspiring to somehow like crawl higher up on a hierarchy as well. But yeah. I get it at the same time.
So Janet's like, well, there's a reason it's crazy Kristen and not crazy Janet. Oh, no, you're too boring for that. They just call you Fanet. Okay, you're fan Janet. You're casserole, so Janet. You're Janet the fan. I would prefer crazy Kristen, Fanet. Personally.
Fanet Hollywood. Well, that's where it ends. So really just funny.
Basic
so.
Corn tortillas with cheese.
Oh, that sounds delicious. Oh, that reminds me of tortillas today. Great episode. So fun. Such a good season, and it's still going on. Like, this is a long season, and I'm happy because I feel like there's still so much we have to sink our teeth into. So anyway, thanks for being here. We will catch everyone on the next one. Next week, doing the Valley with Dylan from Betches, because Ronnie is going to be, he's going to be off next week. So looking forward to that. And Ronnie, can't wait to talk to the Valley with you in 2 more weeks.
Yeah, it's going to be great times. Talk to you guys later.
Bye. Bye.
Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors.
Ain't no thing like Allison King.
It's always a party on Allison Block.
Our way is the Amber way.
It's the Foster and the Furious. It's Amanda Foster.
She can run my country. It's Angie McGovern.
It's Always Automatic with Ashley Otto. Put your hands together for Carly Clapp.
Get on the right foot with Chrissy Offutt.
She's not just a Sheila. She's a Daniela. Etchels.
We never miss her call. It's Diane Call.
Erin McNicholas. She don't miss no trickolas.
Hava Nagila Weber.
You'll never hide from Heidi Eleanor Jones.
I go, you go, we all go for Hugo.
Jamie. She has no less namey.
She's our kind of mess. It's Jennifer Messer.
Sip some scotch with Jessica Trotch.
She's our favorite streamer, Caroline Peacock.
Kristen the Piston Anderson. Get a bee in your bonnet with Lacey B. K Sarah Sarah, whatever will be, will Lauren Silsby.
Bringing the funk, it's Leslie Plunkett.
She gets an A from us, it's Lindsay D. Let's give a kisserino to Lisa Lino. Fresh as a daisy, it's Maisie McHenry. We love her on the rocks, it's Melissa Cox. Megan Berg, you can't have a burger without the Berg.
This is Living with Michelle Vivian.
I love a ya, Olivia Williamson. Tastier than Flanderson, it's Rachel Manderson.
She sure is swell, it's Raquel.
Yes, we canna, it's Savannah.
Cast a spell with Shannon Spellman.
Let's share with Sharon Eldridge.
Darn Skippy, it's Tippy.
The Bay Area Betches. Betches.
And our super premium sponsors. She's VVIP, it's Amanda V. Can't lose when you're with Amy Baldwin.
Somebody get us 10 cc's of Betsy MD.
We're taking the gold with Brenda Silva.
Let's get real with Caitlin O'Neill.
Don't get salty with Christine Pepper. Can't have a meal without the Emily Sides. Let's go into the woods with Guy Tubbs. It's our queen, it's Queen Laifa.
Nobody holds a candle to Jamie Kendall. Hail the cork master, the master of the cork, Jennifer Corcoran.
We got our wish, it's Jen Plish.
She's not harsh, she's Jill Hirsch.
Knock, knock, knocking on Katie Manock's door.
My favorite Murdo, Karen McMurdo.
We love him madly, it's Kyle Pod Shadley.
In the study with a candlestick, it's Leslie Peacock.
We're ride or die for Lisa Ryder Barron.
She's a whiz, it's Liz Sarthy.
Always killing it, it's Lola Alkalani.
The incredible edible Matthew sisters. She eases our woes, it's Melissa St. Rose. There's a chance of meatballs, it's Rebecca Cloud.
She's the queen bee, it's Sarah Lemke.
We cannot tell a lie, it's Sarah Telefson.
Shannon, out of a cannon, Anthony.
Please don't stop, it's Soli and Pop.
Let's take off with Tamla Plain.
It's always a good time when you're wasting time with Bravo. She ain't no shrinking Violet Kuchar. We love you guys.
If you like Watch What Crappens, you can listen ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music. Before you go, tell us about yourself by filling out a short survey at wondery.com/survey.